Welcome. Teresa Rena Weber is with us today. She's the Chief of Performance Improvement for the City of Louisville, Kentucky, under Mayor Greg Fisher. Previously, she worked for McKinsey & Company and is a former lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard. She joined us by Skype from Louisville. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you. Hello. I'm glad to be here.
So, Teresa, Louisville is running a performance leadership strategy called LouisStat, modeled after CityStat and other performance stat models, but it has some relatively unique aspects. One of them relates to the fact that some issues highlighted in the LouisStat process can't be fixed in the meetings and need more analysis and hard thinking outside of the meetings. And that's why you created these cross-functional teams of employees. Tell us more about the origin and the goals of those teams.
So some of the issues that we've identified in the LouisStat program are much broader than just any one department. What we've done is we've gone and set up a couple of cross-functional teams to address those issues. And what a cross-functional team is a group of 7 to 10 subject matter experts from across metro government come together to identify the root causes of any particular issue or challenge that really is enterprise-wide or cross-metro, across multiple departments. And what we've done to try and help facilitate the root cause analysis and problem solving of that team is to give them some performance improvement or continuous improvement tools that have been proven across sectors. Things like a reactive problem solving process that we use called the Plan, Do, Check, Act process, which really is 7 steps to solving any problem, where you really do first identify what the problem is, gather the data to analyze and identify the root causes of it, brainstorm solutions, pilot test solutions, prioritize, you know, and implement. And so we've given training to the cross-functional members of a team on this framework for solving problems. And then we also give other trainings and tools to them, whether it's a lean process improvement tool or project management training and tools, as well as Six Sigma training and tools. And so these cross-functional team members are then able to really get at what the challenges are and identify solutions that can have a massive effect across all of city government. And some of the issues that they've addressed thus far have been things like our return to work policy, which we didn't have a return to work or a light duty program previously. And this came out of the LouisStat conversations in a couple of different departments where we were seeing that our workers' compensation claims and our injuries or OSHA recordable accidents were quite high in some of our departments. And this was, you know, a significant cost to citizens because we were paying out all these workers' comp claims, significant cost to our employees because they were getting injured on the job and had no way of coming back to work. And so they, you know, were getting a reduced pay. And then to obviously the departments who were less productive and effective because they didn't have as many people at work. And so we pulled together a cross-functional team of people from within the departments that had the highest numbers of injuries and workers' comp claims. We pulled together folks from the Human Resources Department, from our Financial or Office of Management and Budget, from our Risk Management, and then also, you know, who worked with doing our union contract negotiations. We put all those people together in a room. They thought about all of the, you know, different components that would go into creating a new policy for city government that would allow employees to come back to work in a different capacity than their, you know, slotted job for a limited fashion of time, you know, while they were healing, while they were recouping. And that team, you know, created a new policy that was basically approved by the mayor when it was presented to him, that had no pushback from union leadership because they were, you know, brought in to the conversation and seen the data and the numbers and agreed that, you know, we need to do something to address this. And it's now been rolled out to all of the departments across city government. Actually, it will be rolled out to all of them as of this July. The pilot departments that it's been in, Public Works and Assets and Parks, have been phenomenal. They've brought, I think the latest numbers were 76 employees back to work who otherwise would have been on workers' compensation. And the savings to date have been more than $240,000 just from those, you know, 75 people or so coming back to work instead of being just out on workers' comp.
And who's on the teams, Teresa, in terms of volunteers among city employees versus those who you selected because you thought they would be a good match with the purpose of the team?
Right. It's a little bit of both. When I first came into city government, into this position in particular, I sent out an email to all 6,000 plus metro employees saying this new Office of Performance Improvement is forming. We are going to be looking at ways to you basically improve performance across city government, looking for people who are interested, who've ever had an idea or a thought about how to make things better within their department or their division. If you've got some thoughts or ideas or are interested in being involved, let me know. And I received about 100 email responses, which I was actually quite surprised about. I thought I was going to get like nothing. It was going to be crickets. But there were 100 people who were really enthusiastic and excited about being involved in performance and improvement, who had ideas and thoughts about how we can make city government better. And so for the first couple of cross-functional teams that we established, we really pulled from that pool of people because they were the most enthusiastic and excited and just interested in being a part of this movement. We did, when we were setting up the different teams, depending on what the issue was, look for subject matter experts who could really bring insights to bear on whatever the challenge was. The beauty of these teams is it doesn't really matter your rank or your position within city government. You know, if you're the right sort of person or subject matter expert to have at the table, we want to get you in the room, you know, and bring you on board. And we also want you to be sort of enthusiastic and excited about this. We've definitely taken the mindset of we want to take the, you know, early adapters or those first followers. if you're familiar with the dancing guy YouTube video concept of leadership and of creating a movement.
I am not. I got to check that out.
You do have to check it out. I will send you the link and you can post it for everybody who's listening.
Great.
But it really is about the people who are, you know, most passionate about this and have sort of raised their hands before they even knew what, you know, performance improvement was, but said that they wanted to get involved and had some extra capacity. And not necessarily because they have free time on their hands, but because they're really excited and interested in this type of stuff. We've taken those people and put them on these teams. And that just helps drive the momentum because their energy is already there. It's not like they're being selected and directed to go do more work. They're actually volunteering for it.
So these cross-functional teams arise because of issues identified in the Louis Stat process. So let's take a step back and have you talk a bit more about Louis Stat. The meetings with agencies are at the heart of that process. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. They're individual forums for each of the departments. And so in any 1 week, you know, the mayor and the senior leadership team could be meeting with 3 or 4 departments, because there are individual meetings right now. And they, again, are on that 6 to 8 week cycle. For some departments, we've been doing Louis Stat program for a year now. I think we're on our 11th department into the program, and we're going to hopefully have 18 by the end of this year. For some of the departments who are a little bit more mature and have been having good results with their data and are starting to cascade the Louis Stat program into their own department, so they're starting to develop a plan for having mini sort of stat programs within their own department. Where they come together as a leadership team, and they may already be having leadership meetings, you know, whether it's the directors meeting with their, you know, supervisors or managers having team meetings. But what we want them to start doing is using data to drive that discussion. The same data that we'd be looking at in Louis Stat, we want them to look at, you know, on a continuous basis. And so for the departments that are doing that, we're starting to have conversations about maybe spreading out their Louis Stat cycles to every 8 to 12 weeks instead, recognizing that they're going to be having these data-driven discussions and that OPI could be involved in supporting them on a more frequent basis, because that's really what we want. We want this to be just the daily work of the department. And then they would come before the mayor and the senior leadership team really to voice the concerns that they have about what's impeding their performance. You know, what are the roadblocks, the barriers that are hindering them from hitting the next target or hitting the next level? And how can the mayor and his senior staff really help with that, whether it's negotiations with unions or things coming from, you know, state and the capital here in Louisville, or if there's other things that need to be sort of just worked out with the community. And that's really where the mayor and the senior team can come in and help the departments.
So to promote cross-agency collaboration on important issues, you all are not only doing these cross-functional teams that we already talked about, but you also have Louis Stat meetings that focus on issues that cross traditional agency silos.
It's true. We have started to do a Louis Stat-like forum for an issue, what we're calling VAP, or Vacant and Abandoned Properties, here in Louisville. And so we call that our VAP Stat meeting. And that forum is actually now a public forum. We've had our first meeting last month, and we'll have another one. Those forums are going to be held every other month. Again, it's open to the public, and we actually are encouraging any other, you know, nonprofit organization, government entity, business, for-profit that is involved in the issue of vacant and abandoned properties in the city to come to those forums, to bring their resources to the table, to bring their data to the table, and use that as a problem-solving session about how do we really address this issue for the city.
We'll end this portion of the interview here, but the conversation is going to continue. I'm going to ask Teresa a few more questions, including her advice to other jurisdictions that want to strengthen their focus on data and results, and I'll post those answers on the blog. But for now, Teresa Reno-Weber, thanks very much for being with us and for sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me.